Greetings, dear wonderful Heart Dweller family. We are so very thankful for your love and prayers. You help sustain us as we continue moving forward each day in God's will. We read in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Amen. Mother Claire began, "Dear ones, cast all your cares upon the Lord, because He truly cares for you and will bring about what is best for you each day as things continue to get strained in the world. I have done this, and He has given me peace. I know He will do it for you as well. I came into prayer feeling sick, but holding on. Please carry me, Jesus. I do not feel strong enough to be here for you. I am fighting lying down." Jesus began to speak. "There are many traps and bombs that have been set on the property against vehicles and necessary things. Your prayers will defeat them all. Nothing formed against you by the enemy will succeed in its purpose, as long as you are awake and on it. They are waiting for you to let your guard down, but you only get stronger. Things are not going the way they planned." "That's nice to hear. They do not count on my love and power to dismantle these things. Yet you are doing this. It is a matter of perseverance, my love." At this point, I got weaker and could not go on, so I asked Brother Leo to finish the message. Leo began, "Here I am, Lord Jesus. I admit I am terrified, but please have mercy on me in my weakness and littleness. I am the least worthy person to come and receive a message from you, being the most unfaithful and worst of sinners here. But here I am. For the sake of your servants, please speak to us and give us a message, Lord." Jesus continued, "My mercy covers all your sins and unfaithfulness. It is not the qualified I call, but I qualify the called. As unworthy as you feel, I have equipped you with all you need to be my vessel and honor. I commend you for pushing back your fear and persevering to hear me. Those who step out on the water, despite the fear, I shall catch and raise them up high. Never shall I leave them alone to drown in an effort to cast all their hope in me and expect me to move. My little prophets in training, I have given you all voices by which I speak to others, but your faith is constantly under attack, causing you to doubt my loving providence in your lives, as if I were 10 feet away, letting you be all alone in your decisions and crossroads. Rest assured, in this I do not speak to you because you are worthy. I speak to you because my love for you and because of your faith in me. Even as I speak to you now, the enemy is paralyzing you with fear. But I am at your right hand, a strong and mighty tower of defense for you. Is it not written, 'You shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.'" The only time you can expect interference or suspect a lying spirit is if you are in pride or because of an attachment you have, allowing the demons to manipulate you and tell you whatever you want to hear. Coming to me in meekness and humbleness of mind draws my loving kindness to you, and I speak to you as one would speak to his best friend. Put your trust in my love, my faithfulness, my kindness. Once you start analyzing your own merits, using them as a scale of how worthy you are, prepare for a big fall, because the enemy will do all he can to separate you from me, persuading you that you will never be good enough to hear from me. But as a shepherd guides his beloved sheep, so will I guide you. I have given you as a voice to the world in these last days. As I said to Jeremiah, I have set you over nations to build up and tear down, to pull up and to plant. By your words you shall bring forth life. I have touched your mouths. And to you I say, I have put my words into your mouth. Receive this, believe it, cultivate it, and you shall bring the kingdom of heaven down to earth. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be done for you. Ask me to put my words into your mouth. Ask me to unite my thoughts with yours, so that you shall speak only what is pleasing to me, and you shall unite heaven with earth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish the end for which I sent it. Go forth, my heralds, go and prepare the way of your king. And that was the end of his message. Dear family, Brother Leo has grown so much and passed through many fires and trials. The Lord has elevated him and is training him to go even higher, or should I say lower, because humility is of the utmost importance here. He is the very brave young man who left his first day of college to come here and learn more about the Lord and how to operate in his gifts. He met his wife here and has grown to be a very special priest. His masses are extraordinary and sweet. The Lord takes over when he puts on the stole to celebrate Mass, and you can really feel it. Heart dwellers, this is what we are all about, discovering God's path for our lives and being teachable in his hands. We use the curriculum of life here. There is so much to learn about others and ourselves, that the Lord is nonstop informing all of us to be his vessels of honor. 5 or maybe 6 young men and women have met their spouses here and have progressed into ministry as a team. Some of them come from very dysfunctional backgrounds, and we are able to coach them through the first few months of marriage. We stress humility and that demons have been assigned to break up marriages, so they must learn spiritual warfare. After 40 years of our marriage, the first 7 were very turbulent. We've learned so much about becoming one and supporting one another in trials and ministry. Who would guess that a very poor mountain monastery would be the very place God had prepared to bring you to your spouse? His ways are wonderful.